So today we're going to have a monthly Sankirtan festival, which is going on all over the world. And they've tried to have it here before. It goes for a while, then it kind of, they say in America, it peters out. You ever heard that saying? Peters out? Kind of goes down. It wanes, goes down. So we're going to try to keep it going this time. So in honor of that, we're going to read from the 10th canto from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Very nice verse here. And it has a nice purport, Srila Prabhupada gives, about preaching. Devaki then kept within herself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the foundation of the entire cosmos, but because she was under arrest in the house of Kamsa, she was like the flames of a fire covered by the walls of a pot. Or like a person who has knowledge but cannot distribute it to the world for the benefit of human society. Purport. In this verse, the word jnana kala is most significant. Knowledge is meant for distribution. Although there is already much scientific knowledge, whenever scientists or philosophers awaken to a particular type of knowledge, they try to distribute it throughout the world, for otherwise the knowledge gradually dries up and no one benefits from it. India has the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, but unfortunately, for some reason or other, this sublime knowledge of the science of God was not distributed throughout the world, although it is meant for all of human society. Therefore, Krishna himself appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ordered all Indians to take up the cause of distributing the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita throughout the entire world. Yai deka tahi kaha Krishna upadesh amara agyaya guru hanatara edesh. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the Korma Brahmana, because see, Lord Chaitanya was staying with the Korma Brahmana for 4 months during the rainy season. Imagine that. What mercy, huh? So then Lord Chaitanya was going to go on, continue his preaching. And the Korma Brahmana was just feeling so much separation, he just couldn't imagine not being with Lord Chaitanya. So he said, I'm going with you. But he still had his family. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, you stay here. And he said, instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. It's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 7.128. Although India has the sublime knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Indians have not done their proper duty of distributing it. Now, therefore, the Krishna Consciousness Movement has been set up to distribute this knowledge as it is, without distortion. You see, there's already been so many Bhagavad Gitas translated and distributed around the world. But no one became a devotee of Krishna from reading these Bhagavad Gitas. But when Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita goes to the West, thousands of people become devotees. It's amazing, isn't it? Purity is the force. So therefore Prabhupada called it Bhagavad Gita as it is. And all the other ones are called Bhagavad Gita as it isn't. Because it's not the real, as they say in America, it's not the real McCoy. It's not the real message. Now, therefore, the Krishna Conscious Movement has been set up to distribute this knowledge as it is without distortion. Although previously there were attempts to distribute the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, these attempts involved distortion and compromise with mundane knowledge. But now, the Krishna Consciousness Movement, without mundane compromises, is distributing Bhagavad Gita as it is, and people are deriving benefits of awakening to Krishna consciousness and becoming devotees of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the proper distribution of knowledge has begun, by which not only will the whole world benefit, but India's glory will be magnified in human society. Kamsa tried to arrest Krishna consciousness within his house, Bhujendra Gehe, with the result that Kamsa, with all his opulences, was later vanquished. Similarly, the real knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was being choked by unscrupulous Indian leaders, with the result that India's culture and knowledge of the Supreme were being lost. Now, however, because Krishna consciousness is spreading, the proper use of Bhagavad Gita is being attempted. Prabhupada is very humble here. He says attempted, but actually it's happening. The knowledge is being distributed. Even in China, the government, they sanctioned the printing of Srimad Bhagavatam sets. And I, if I'm not wrong, I think even the government, they sponsored it. Yeah. So things are changing. Things are changing in the world. Om Gyananjana Shriya Gyananjana Sanakaya Chakshuram Litam Jina Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Bukram Kutvachalam Pungun Lung Hayate Grim Yat Kripata Hambande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Vancha Kapati Vista Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevya Vaisnavevya Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions here in the purport how important it is for knowledge, especially spiritual knowledge, to be distributed. And he mentions that how unfortunate it is that if one has knowledge but can't distribute it, be very unfortunate. It's like Prabhupada, although he was so elderly, still he was distributing it. Even in Delhi, he practically didn't have any money. He was just a couple of old dhotis, a couple of old kurtas. And he was going around and he was distributing BTG in the heat. And he even had a heat stroke and collapsed. He collapsed on the street and people just thought he was a drunkard. And then someone that knew him, oh, he's a scholar. And he picked him up and helped him and took him to the doctor. And the doctor said, you have to stay out of the sun. Heat stroke. So he was, why was he doing that? Yeah. For the benefit of the living entities, to help them. To help them, again, become Krishna conscious. So this knowledge is so important, it has to be distributed. So important. Imagine if someone, some doctor, he found or he attained the knowledge by which he could make a vaccine that could stop heart disease. You know, heart disease is the worst. People die from heart disease more than anything else, the worst thing, cancer. So imagine a doctor found the cure, or he had the knowledge by which he could make the vaccine to cure heart disease. And he makes the vaccine, but then he's not able to distribute it. He can't give it out. I mean, that would be huge news if he found the vaccine for curing heart disease. It would be news all over the world, because it's a huge killer. Be front page. But then for some reason he couldn't distribute it. Yeah. That would be another big news. And doctor has found cure for heart disease, but not given it out for some reason. So actually we have the knowledge by which people can become free of heart disease, of cancer, of measles, of all diseases. Because if someone takes one of these books and follows the instructions, by the way, these books are instruction guides for human society. So if someone takes a book, follows the instructions carefully, they can go back to Godhead. And in the spiritual world, there's no disease. There's no medicine. There's no death. There's no old age. There's not even anxiety, material anxiety. There's a little bit of spiritual anxiety, but that's okay. That's good. Purifying. So we have the medicine by which people can become completely purified of all contamination. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandrabhoga, Kotra Nidra Jayomaya, Visitir. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote this beautiful song. He says, wake up, sleeping soul, wake up, sleeping soul. How long will you sleep on the lap of the witch Maya? You have forgotten the path of devotional service and are lost in the world of samsara, of birth and death. I have come to save you. Other than me, you have no friend in this world. I have come with the medicine to wipe out the disease of illusion, of false ego. Now take this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya has brought this medicine, the holy name of Krishna. And he's also gave us instruction to hear Bhagavad Gita, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. This is also medicine. So much medicine. Prasadam, also medicine. So much medicine. It's nice medicine. Yeah. Generally, medicine is kind of bitter. Yeah. But all the medicine we have is so sweet. Yeah. The holy name, the knowledge that's being given to us, prasadam, association with the devotees, all this is medicine. So we want to give this medicine out to the people for their benefit. Sometimes they can't appreciate the medicine that we're distributing. Just like sometimes in the hospital. I've seen it actually. I remember I was at a hospital and one patient came in, disturbed mentally and physically, and started hitting the doctor. But the doctor didn't hit the patient back. Can you imagine that? No. The doctor has to be tolerant. So we're also kind of like, we're giving them medicine. So in one sense, we're kind of like doctors. We're giving out the medicine. Or helpers. We're helpers of the real doctor, Prabhupada and Krishna. So we're kind of helpers, just giving the, we're peons, giving the medicine out to the patients. Right? And sometimes they can't appreciate. And they reject. They don't want the medicine. They think they're healthy. And therefore it's very common. We try to distribute a book to them and they say, no, no, I'm good. I'm healthy. I'm okay. But no, Krishna says, no, you're not okay. He knows. You have this false ego. You have this false understanding of who you are. Dehi nosmin yatha dehi kumaram yovaram. You're thinking you're this body, but it's just a dress for the soul. So, Krishna, he wants us to instruct everyone of these teachings. But in order to do that, we have to also learn. We don't just want to distribute, but we have to learn. We have to hear regularly. Then you'll be inspired. Sometimes devotees ask me, Vijay, well, how is it you're still distributing books? You know, 39 years, how is it possible? I say, well, I read the books. If you read the books, you'll be inspired to distribute the books. Right? Even there was an instance, Prabhupada was on a morning walk with some German devotees. And they were big book distributors. They were doing huge in book distribution. And they were telling Prabhupada of the amounts of books they were distributing monthly. Huge numbers. And Prabhupada said, very nice. But are you reading the books? And they said, well, Prabhupada, you know, we have so little time. We're traveling, we're distributing, we're cooking, doing so many things. And Prabhupada became very upset. He said, then what is the use? Because he knew. You don't keep on taking the medicine, the disease is going to come back. It's going to come back again. So we have to hear regularly. Prabhupada said that we should know these books as a lawyer knows his law books. So we should really study these books. And if you do, then you'll become very strong spiritually. And you'll also find that you want to distribute the knowledge. Because it's so sweet. It's so nice. This knowledge is so nice. Yeah. So, it's stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Maya Mukta Jivara Nahi Swati Krishna Gyan Jivara Kapoyakwa Krishna Veda Puran. That one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's own endeavor, by one's own endeavor, yeah. Therefore, Krishna comes and he gives the Bhagavad Gita, he gives the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's like, imagine if we're trying to understand Krishna and we never found the Bhagavad Gita, we never met the devotees, we never heard the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamrita. We had no information coming from the Vedas. It'd be difficult to understand. There's other religions also. But even other religions, what do they know of Krishna? What do they know of God? God, there's the three O's. Omniscient, omnipotent, and there's one more. Omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. The three O's. So that's what they know. Omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. What more? Very little knowledge. But we have so much knowledge of Krishna, of the absolute truth, of material nature, of spiritual nature. So much information. So why? Because we got this. We got these books. We got these books. So we have to let other people know of this good news. Srila Prabhupada, he once wrote a letter to a devotee. He said, our only motto in Krishna consciousness should be to read and distribute books. Read and distribute books. Maybe that can be some posters around here. Yeah. Prabhupada said, read and distribute books. Yeah. The only motto in Krishna consciousness. Because a pure devotee, he knows this is the only lack in society. Just like I mentioned earlier that the main disease in the world is heart disease. But there's a disease that's worse than that. And that's the false ego. Everybody on the planet has this disease of false ego. Except for pure devotees. We also have this. I guess I shouldn't assume. Maybe some of you are self-realized souls here. But generally we have this, even amongst our devotees, we still carry remnants of our past, illusions of the past. So this is it's an epidemic. This disease of false ego. So this knowledge in this process of Krishna consciousness, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's stated that this process dissolves. It dissolves the false ego. It dissolves the illusion, the Maya. So we're very fortunate to have this knowledge, this medicine. So we should want to give it out to others. And today is this monthly Sankirtan festival, so this is an opportunity. Krishna has given us a beautiful day today, not a cloud in the sky. So, very auspicious. So, I wanted to give some inspiring news. Like I said the other day, Krishna consciousness is all about good news. No bad news. So I was just in, recently I was in Sri Lanka. In Sri Lanka you have some devotees that were here. We have some devotees there that were here. Lamanchita and Vasudev. Vasudev Dat or just Vasudev? Vasudev Dat. They're doing amazing preaching there now. Excuse me. They come up with this way of distributing books that no one has ever done before. It's only being done in Sri Lanka. They were doing Bhagavad Gita's door to door, and then Vasudev thought, well, let's go to the school. So they went to a school and they offered Bhagavad Gita, and the principal there was very pious. So he said, well, listen, why don't you come tomorrow and I'll bring the whole staff and you could bring a whole bunch of Bhagavad Gitas and you can distribute a whole bunch of them. Okay. So they did that and they brought about 30 Bhagavad Gitas and everybody bought a Bhagavad Gita. So they were going around in other schools and doing that. And then one devotee visited Sri Lanka from Salem, and he was used to selling sets because their guru Bhakti Vikash Maharaj told them sell sets. So they were going door to door selling sets. So this devotee from Salem, he suggested, well, instead of bringing Bhagavad Gita, why don't you bring whole sets? Alright. And they did that, and the first time they did that, they distributed like 5 sets in an hour. And they were going around different universities all around that area. Batticola. That's on the eastern side of Sri Lanka. And they were doing so many sets. There were sometimes they'd do 25 sets, 20 sets in an hour. I went there a couple months ago, and I flew in the next day. We went on a program to a government office, big building, big government office. And there was about 80 government officers there. So we spoke about the Srimad Bhagavatam. I spoke for about 20 minutes. Vasudeva spoke for about 20 minutes. And then we sold 25 Srimad Bhagavatam sets. I was in ecstasy. I couldn't believe it. It's like, so they're going all over the east side, Jai Sri Panchatattva, of Sri Lanka. And they've been doing this for about 2 years, and they've distributed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Srimad Bhagavatam sets in this way. So it's very innovative, really nice. So maybe we can pick that up here, you know, try to get some sets going out. Of course, they're used to, they're in knowledge of the Vedic culture. They know Srimad Bhagavatam. A lot of people there from South India. You don't have so many Indians here, so it's a little more difficult. But I was just reading also, Lamanchita Prabhu, he had some amazing experiences here in Ljubljana. He was distributing one day, door to door, and he was having a tough time. He started about 10 o'clock. It got to be 12 o'clock, and he had not distributed a book. That's difficult. So he started praying like anything. You see, book distribution is all about prayer. You got to pray like anything. Then Krishna sees your sincere desire, and he sends people. So today, do a lot of praying. Pray to be an instrument in the hands of Krishna, to have compassion for the souls, to understand, please, Krishna, help me to realize that you're in control. I'm not the controller. I'm the servant. Help me to be a good servant. Yeah. Help me to understand that these souls that I'm approaching, they're your parts and parcels. Help me to understand that the bodies that I'm approaching, they're actually temples because you're residing there. There's a statement in the Bhagavatam that the devotee, he approaches bodies like temples, because wherever the Lord resides, that's a temple, right? So this way we approach people in a very, in awe. We're approaching a temple. So we can pray in these different ways. So he was praying in many different ways, and he was praying very nicely, and then next person he approached, or next house he approached, they took four books. He was very happy. Next house he went to, the lady there, she already had a perfection of yoga, took three books. Then the next, or maybe another 10 houses he went to, and this lady was really nice, and he offered her four books. And she said, he said, well, how much should I give you for this? And he said, well, one person gave 100 euros. Could you do that? She said, sure. Gave 100 euros. And he thought, wow, 100 euros. I can give her more books. He said, can I give you some more books? Because actually you can take more books. She said, well, if you like, okay. So he was calculating how many books? 100 euros. 19 books. So she already had four, came back with 15 books. And he went into the house, and she saw him with all the books, and she said, oh, Santa Claus has come.
She was so happy because he was already into it. And he was like, he was also very joyful that so many books were distributed. So he was at one house, and you know how some houses, they have gates. You can't go in, you can't go up to the door. There's gates, you know. And they have a button you push, you know. And then someone answers, you know. Intercom. So he pushed a button, and one lady answered the buzzer, and, yes, yes, what can I do for you? Oh, there's a delivery. I have delivery. We have something for you. Oh, okay. So she opened the gate, went in, and he showed the books to her. And she bought two books. And she was interested. He thanked her, and then he left. And then he goes a few houses, and he sees one man walking down the street. And then he talks to him about the books. And he also was interested. And he said, didn't you? I think I saw you just coming from my house. Yeah. He said, oh, that's your house there? Yeah, yeah, that's my house there. Oh, yeah, I spoke to your wife. Nice lady. You have a nice wife. And we have these nice books here. She got two books here. So she already has these two books. So do you want to get these two books here? He said, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll increase our library. So he got two more books. 5 hours later, Lamanchita's in another town, another village nearby, and somehow he runs into to this man again. You know, he just happens to be in the same village. You know. And he said, you know, those books are good. Can I get some more books for my son also? And he took five more books for his son, because he's also into it. Nine books. You know. Pious family. So there's a lot of people out there that are looking for this knowledge. So we want to go out and give this knowledge to them. Of course, some people aren't interested. It's Kali Yuga. A lot of people won't be interested. So I thought we would do some, I would show you how I distribute. And then what we're going to do is you can all, we have 20 books here, and you're all going to distribute books to each other. Hmm? Kind of get you warmed up for book distribution. And Srila Prabhupada, he put pictures in the books for a reason. People like art. So I always take the plastic off the books and I show them the artwork. And a lot of the art that we've seen so many times, and we, you know, we've seen it so much, it's like, yeah. But when people see this art the first time, just like ourselves also, when we first saw the artwork, it was like, wow, nice. I can remember sometimes just spending hours just looking at the artwork in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's just amazing, yeah. This beautiful art. So the first thing I do, first of all, a lot of devotees have a hard time in how to approach people. How do you stop someone? It's not easy. First, most important thing is you got to pray. Most important thing. Krishna stops them. But also, the first thing I do when I stop someone, excuse me, because when you say that, they don't know what you want. Don't flash the book out to them because they know you're going to try to sell a book to them. But when you have the book to your side, you say, excuse me. So that's one way you can do it. Vaisheshika Prabhu, he just waves at him, hi. And he calls this his radar. This is his radar. Because if someone says hi back to you, that means ripe fruit, ripe mango. So that's how he does it. Hi. And if someone says hi back, well, here, let me show you this here. Yeah, nice person. And one devotee in Denver, Nidra Devi Dasi, she's been distributing books for over 40 years, and the way she stops people, she says, Hare Krishna. Hi. First thing she says, Hare Krishna. Hi. And she says, we're having an international book day today. And we're distributing these in 80 different languages today. Which is true, you know, we're internationally distributing books, you know, right now someone's distributing books, you know. When we're sleeping, there's always somebody, throughout the day, there's always somebody distributing books. Just like they used to have this saying that the sun never sets on the British Empire. Now it does. But you can say, the sun never sets on Prabhupada's book distributors. Right now, every 7 seconds, someone's distributing a book. So, that's a nice thing to say. We're having International Book Distribution Day today, and we want you to participate. Nice thing to say, right? So that's how you stop. These are different ways you can stop people. Okay? And you might have your own way. Yeah, there's so many ways you can stop people. So when they actually stop, then you could say, are you from Ljubljana or out of town? Question is a good thing because a question has a hook. You know, it stops them. And whatever they say, no, I'm from here in Ljubljana. Okay, nice. Well, here, check this out. Don't tell them we're giving it to them because we're not giving it to them. We're offering it to them and we're asking for a donation. If you just say, hey, we're giving these out, that means no money is needed. You're giving its gift. So here we say, check this out, or we're showing these to everyone today. And then, show them the artwork. See, I go like this. See, I tell them, see, we used to have a child's body. Eventually we have an old body. And we're just cruising through. And then I like to interact to them, especially if there's children. If there's a 5-year-old child or a 6-year-old child, you bring the child, so where are you? You ask the child, where are you in that line up there? Or you ask the father, if there's no children, you ask the person you're speaking, so where are you in that line? Get some interaction. It's nice to interact. Yeah. And then I tell them, whatever they say, I tell them, I'm on the other side over here. I'm on this side over here now. You know? It gets a laugh. You know, it's good to make them laugh in some way. Like if I'm speaking to someone that has a shaved head like myself, I tell them, hey, we have the same hairstyle. So that's a nice thing for us shaved head ones. You know? If there's a wife with him or a girlfriend, they always crack up. You know, they love that joke. You know. So then I tell him, see, this is a wise man. A wise man sees within everyone the soul. Therefore he has great respect for all different forms of life. And then I say, wouldn't it be nice if everybody saw like that? No war, no racism. People really like this. Even in Los Angeles one time I showed this to a young man. And he took the book, he took the Bhagavad Gita, he came back 10 minutes later, and he said, can you explain that one more time? That was so nice how you explained that, yeah. I said, all right. So they like that. People like to have that understanding. And then I tell him, see this guy here? He's been there a while. That's meditating. And then I ask, do you ever meditate? Sometimes they meditate. Yeah. And if the guy's got a beard, you could tell him, you see that guy there? He's rivaling your beard. He's got you there. You know? Yeah. They get him to laugh a little bit. You know? And then I tell him, you see this here? This is written originally in Sanskrit. But we suggest you read the Slovenian. You're probably a little rusty on the Sanskrit. Yeah, I'm rusty on the Sanskrit. Yeah. So try to make it light. Make them laugh a little bit. So, that's how I distribute these. So now, let's double up, everybody. Okay? And try yourself. to distribute in that way. Find a friend.
Okay, one more minute. So everybody should also switch. One person is approaching another person, then you switch. Okay. Thank you. Everybody's fired up. You can't stop. You can't stop distributing books here. Hare Krishna. Okay, Hari Hari Bo. So I forgot. Everybody, Hare Krishna. Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. So please, have a seat, everybody. Just a short, little bit more time. I forgot to, Daya Nita, Nitai, Nitai Daya. I forgot to mention about the donation part. It's an important part. So they sometimes ask, well, how much? So you just say, well, we just asked for the printing cost, which is double. What, like this here, what is the printing cost, BBT, how much? Huh?
2 euros.
That's BBT? So the BBT is 1 euro. Okay. So this is 1 euro BBT. So you ask for two. So you just say, well, yeah, they cost two to print. You give any more, it's a donation to the temple. And you could even, I was speaking to the architect of this temple here. We're going to do some major renovation here. So you can also say that with the book, it costs, it's two euros to print. And if you want to give any more, we're doing a big renovation on our temple. If you want to give some more for that, you can also do that. And this architect last night, what's his name? What's that devotee's name? Huh? Yeah, so he said he talked to the president of the temple here, who was the president when we got this, back in the 80s or 90s? I think in the 90s. And the Sankirtan devotees, when they were distributing books, they would get a donation for the book, and then they'd say, and if you like, we're buying a temple, and we're very short. If you'd like, you can give for that too. And they were giving for that also. So if you could just, if you want, you could even say something like that. They might give you more. So, yeah. And sometimes when you say the price, and I'm not interested, then they leave. So the money part is always an interesting part of the exchange. So, anyway, that's how I do it. There are two to print. You give any more, you can just say it's a donation to the temple. We're doing a big renovation. So, okay? So we're leaving at 10. We're going to take prasadam now. Leaving at 10. Come back at 1 or 1:30. If you can't stay out that long, that's okay. We're going to try to distribute 300 books today amongst us. That's the goal. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I think there's even some devotees that are going to go out after prasadam. So that's also an option if you want to do that. Nitai Daya is going to go out. You can speak to him. You can go out, and if anybody else wants to do. I remember when I was a youngster, we used to go out for 12 hours. 12 hours. We'd take a lunch break and go out for 12 hours. That was back when we were young and fired up. Now I'm an old man. Okay, good luck. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendental book distribution ki jai.